Blog Talk Radio.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
less of me, and more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need you more.
Oh, I need you.
I want
your glory.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. God bless you on today. I'd like to say peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I will also bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Truly, we thank God for another opportunity to see a day that we've never seen before. And this day we'll see no more. But we thank God, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in this wonderful and blessed day. Amen. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. Once again, we appreciate the fellowship and your tremendous support. I am your host and founder of this broadcast, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Time of Reflection airs Monday through Saturday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time, 3 o'clock p.m. Central Time, and 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Our call-in number is area code 858-683-1334. Once again, that call-in number is area code 858-683-1334. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Once again, that's P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. If you would like to email us, our email address is newdestiny54@yahoo.com. Once again, that's newdestiny54@yahoo.com. Amen. Once again, we always enjoy hearing from you, and we welcome any praise reports or any prayer requests that you may give to us. We certainly will honor that. We also would like to invite you to visit our archives on blogtalkradio.com. Search for New Destiny Ministries, and you can go back and listen to all of these previous broadcasts by these wonderful men and women of God that God has anointed to give us a word for this season and the seasons to come. Once again, we're so excited today, and I'm always excited when we have men and women of God that make great sacrifices to come in on this line and impart a word to each and every one of you. All of us need encouragement, whether you're in the Lord or you're not in the Lord. Though sometimes I find those that's in the Lord need more encouraging than those that are out. But those that are in the Lord, God always gives us grace to take us from one level to the next level. So it gives me great pleasure today, and I'm always so excited. You know, I can hardly wait to get on the broadcast. We have sweet and beautiful and lovely people that have been called to serve. And that has been our topic for discussion this week. Call to serve. Many times we come in the body of Christ and God begins to elevate us and we lose our place and we get the big head and then we want to be served. Well, Jesus told us over in Matthew, he said the one that desires to be the greatest among you, let him be the minister. And what is a minister? What is his occupation? What is his responsibility? His responsibility is to serve. So the greatest among us is a servant. And I thank God for the man of God that's here, that's serving the people of God, and that is making full proof of the ministry that God has given him. So with no further ado, we're going to ask Elder Raymond to open up with the word of prayer, and then we're going to introduce the man of God to you that will be speaking to us on today. Praise the Lord, Elder Raymond. God bless you.
Good afternoon. Praise God. Father, we thank you this afternoon. Every time we are in your presence, we become your children.
Yes, Lord.
Bringing us today is not by our power or might, but by your Spirit.
Yes, God.
Whatever is being said here, Lord, I pray that your Son, whom you want to use mightily this afternoon for us to be knowledgeable, to be aware of your purpose in our lives, may your mighty anointing fall upon him. May you use him mightily, Father. May you decrease him and you be increased. May we hear, O Father, your word that will suit our purpose. May your Spirit, Father, touch all of us on this line today for us to know our purpose, to serve you. Because you yourself came not to be served, but to serve. And
yes,
even on to the point of your death, you were still serving a thief that was unequal with your stature, but you still saved him. And that is the purpose you came. And so, Father God, as we embark on this week for your service to call, we ask for your mercy, we ask for your favor, we ask for your connection. Even in Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we thank you. Amen.
Amen, amen. I was just reading, even on this morning, an excerpt out of the book, Keep the Fire Burning, and I went to a paragraph right before I was so impressed with Prophet Addison has a morning prayer by one of our presidents, George Washington. And right before that particular prayer, he had an excerpt, and it says, "Therefore, the good news is that you can learn how to pray." And this book is about prayer. It says, "Keep the fire burning." And it said, he said, "I believe strongly that prayer is the supernatural key to operate in the supernatural. When you spend more time with God in prayer, you will have less time to waste succumbing to temptations and giving in to the lures of the devil. The greatest tragedy, Prophet Addison says, of this end time is that we have too many spiritually dead preachers on the pulpit giving out too many dead sermons to too many spiritually dead people. The crux of the matter is that they are preaching without unction from heaven." And this last paragraph, I tell you, prayer is the divine force that brings the unction from above. And so a prayerless preacher who preaches without unction dishes out nothing but messages that kill instead of giving life. How many are interested in life today? He said preaching affects men, but prayer affects God. And I was just reading, going over some of the material in this book, and I tell you, we're going to be blessed to have these books available to you. But with no further ado, we'd like to introduce and present to others our speaker for today, and that's none other than Prophet Samuel B. Addison. He is the general overseer and founder of Eagles House Chapel International. He is a prophetic firebrand of all time, having his call at the age of 14. He has been working relentlessly ever since to bring the vision of God to pass in his life. He believes holiness is the key to unusual levels in the spirit. And I love men and women of God that profess and live a life as unto God. And God said, "Be ye holy, for the Lord thy God is holy." Prophet Addison conducts a powerful All Believers monthly program called Hotline Prayer Hour on the last Sunday of every month, which has blessed millions, and has a weekly radio program dubbed the Voice of Eagle Radio Broadcast. every Friday at 9:30 p.m. on Sunny, that's S-U-N-N-Y, 88.7 FM. So it is my great pleasure to give to you our speaker for the hour, Prophet Addison. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We thank God so much. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. God bless you. May God increase you. May God give you more strength. And may God bless everybody on the line this blessed afternoon. I know and I believe that this day God has a word for somebody. God has a sure word for somebody. If on the line, you got to get your wire ready. Go for a bottle of water and get it ready for the word because after the word, I'll bless you with the water and I will speak into your life. And this afternoon, I'll be speaking about the power of the anointing, the power of the anointing. The power of the anointing. Because I believe that God is about to anoint some people on the line on this radio broadcast this afternoon, and I feel strongly that somebody needs a double portion of the anointing. It is anointing that makes the difference. It's anointing that makes the difference. A life without anointing is full of annoyance and is full of frustration. A life without God's anointing is full of annoyance and full of frustration. A life without anointing is full of setback. But you need the anointing upon your life. The anointing is not for only men of God. The anointing is not for only prophet. The anointing is for every believer. You need anointing to face the Goliath in your time. You need the anointing to face the challenges in our days. And I believe this blessed afternoon, God is about to speak to somebody. And if you are dry today, before I end this message, I'm not giving a sermon. I'm giving a message. I'm giving a message because every messenger must carry a message. I'm not preaching a sermon. I'm giving you a message because every messenger must carry a message from God. And because I'm God's messenger, I carry a sure message from God to speak into your life. So if you are dry today, or you are believing God for a higher anointing for ministry, a higher anointing for business, get ready because this afternoon, God is about to anoint you with a fresh oil. David said, he anointed my head with oil. He anointed my head with oil, and my cup ran over. I pray that this afternoon, as you are hearing the sound of my voice, the Lord will anoint your head. If your head is dry, He will anoint your head with oil, and your cup will run over. And when your cup begins to run over, you must expect that goodness and mercy will follow you one day. But it will pursue you all the days of your life. Every day will be a day of a miracle. Every day will be a day of a turnaround. Every day will be a day of a testimony. Can you put your hand on your forehead so that we can pray? I'm already feeling the anointing right in my room now. I feel the power in my spirit. And I say that someone will experience an overflow. There shall be an overflow. The power of God shall move from to every house, to every office, to every room, to every studio. I see the power moving now. Let's pray, Jehovah, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Let your spirit move and touch everybody on the line this blessed day. It's my prayer that you will release your supernatural anointing upon us in the name of Jesus. Oh, let's turn to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 9. I'll read chapter 9 and chapter 10, and I'll come things out to bless your life. 1 Samuel, chapter 9, verse 1, coming up. There was a man, Benjamin, whose name was Kish, a son of Abia, a son of Zuah, a son of Becherath, the son of Abia, a Benjamin, a mighty man of power. He had a choice and a handsome son, whose name was Saul. There was none handsome person than he among the children of Israel. From his shoulders upward, he was taller than any of the people. Now the donkey of Kish, Saul's father, were lost, and Kish sent to his son Saul, "Please take one of the servants and with you, and arise and go and look for the donkey. Look at Saul. The Bible declares that one day Saul's father, donkey, got missing, got lost. And when the donkey got lost, at that time, the people of Israel, they were crying for God to give them a king. And when God needed to bring, to release a king for the Israelites, he orchestrated in a way that one of Saul's father donkey got missing. And Saul's father called Saul that he should go out and look for the donkey. At this man called Saul, potentially, man was the king, but here is a king going around looking for a donkey. Mm-hmm. When you are living a life with that, and you become a donkey searcher. Let me say it again. Look at a king, a potential king, was going around looking for a donkey. Meanwhile, Saul was supposed to be the king, but he was moving from one place to another place looking for a donkey. And life without anointing is full of frustration, annoyance. It's full of roaming about. We are called to rule, not to roam. The guy was roaming about because he was lacking the anointing. He was looking for something missing in his family. And most of you hearing my voice this blessed afternoon, something is missing in your life. Something is missing in your family. Something is missing. You know that something is missing in your family. There is no good marriage. There is no blesser in your family. There is no great man in your family. Something peculiar, something extraordinary, something powerful is missing in your family. Hear me today. When the anointing is not upon a family, they begin to lose things. When there is no anointing, people begin to lose things. But hear me, Saul went run and run and run looking for a donkey. Today, I came to speak in your life. You are not a donkey searcher. You are a king of your family. Oh, Jesus. I feel the anointing. As you are not a donkey setter, you are a king. You are not a donkey setter, you are a queen. You are not what people say you are. You are what God says you are. Your identity is not in your family. Your identity is found in Christ. But God created you in his own image and likeness. And hear me, while he was going around looking for a donkey, the Lord spoke to a man of God called Prophet Samuel. God told him that the next day he will bring his son, a man from Benjamin, and when he comes, he should anoint him as a king. Hear me, every soul, you need your Samuel to tell you you are not a donkey setter. Come on. Let's move to the book of 1 Samuel again, chapter 10, verse 1. When Samuel had an encounter with Saul, when Saul had an encounter with Samuel, the Lord said, and someone took the flask of oil. Chapter 10, verse 1. And someone took a flask of oil and poured it on the head and kissed him and said, is it because the Lord has anointed you as commander over his inheritance? Hear me. When the anointing comes upon you, you begin to you be in command. Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
When the anointing comes upon you, you be in command. And this afternoon, I pray that the Lord will anoint you on this line, and you shall be in command. You shall be in command. You shall be in command. When you have the anointing, you work with power. You work with confidence. You work with authority. A life without anointing is full of fear. You walk in fear. But when the anointing comes upon you, you walk with authority. You walk with power. You walk with the higher anointing. And this afternoon, I see the Lord anointing you on the line. May the Lord anoint you this afternoon in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Verse 2. When you have departed from me today, you shall find two men by the richest tomb in the territory of Benjamin, at Zilpah, and they shall say to you, the donkey which you have been looking for has been found. Which means when the anointing comes upon you, whatever is lost shall be found. When the anointing comes upon you, it brings what I call total restoration. Come on. I want everybody on the line to shout total restoration.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I want everybody on the line to shout total restoration.
Total restoration. Amen.
I want you to say again, total restoration.
Total restoration in Jesus' name. Amen.
Say it for the last time.
Amen.
Total restoration in Jesus' name.
When the anointing comes upon an individual, what is lost will be found. He said, when you look for you, shall find some people that will tell you that the donkey that was missing has been found. Everyone on this line, whatever is lost in your family, because of this after anointing, the lost shall be found. There will be a restoration. The book of Joel said, the Lord shall restore unto you the years that the locusts have eaten, the years that the counterwebs have eaten.
Hallelujah.
I declare over you that whatever the enemy has eaten in your life, there will be a restoration.
Restoration.
Amen.
Oh,
hallelujah.
May God restore back your joy. Restore back your finances. Restore back your blessing. Restore back your money. Restore back your blessing. Whatever you've lost, may God restore back your dignity. May God restore back your health. May God restore back anything the devil has stolen. I seek restoration. Because of that anointing, most of you were once upon a time called you were a blessed person. But today, everything is down in your life. I declare upon you, as Micah said, my enemies, when I fall down, I shall rise up again. I declare whoever is on the line, may God cause you to rise up again. May you rise up above limitation, rise up above every barrier of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Now look at verse 3. Look at verse 3. It said, then you shall go on forward from there. You shall go on forward. When the anointing comes upon you, your life goes forward. Oh, God. I say, a life without anointing is a life that goes backwards. But when the anointing comes upon you, I'm telling you, your life just go forward. But I say, when God anointed David with the oil from Samuel, from that day forward, when the anointing comes upon you, your life must go forward. It's an error to receive the anointing and move backwards. It's an error. It's breaking the divine order that when the anointing comes upon an individual, your life moves backwards. When the anointing comes upon an individual, you move forward. You will move forward. You will move forward. And today I declare upon your life that whatever has restricted and hindered you, whatever has resisted your movement in life, I declare that may that resistance be broken. I want you to shout, no more limit.
No more limit.
I want 20 souls to have no more limits. No more limits. Everything is broken. Every resistance is broken.
Amen.
Now, it says,
hallelujah.
Verse 3 says, you shall go on forth from there and come to the territory of Tabor, there three men going after God at Bethel will meet you. One carrying three young goats, another carrying three loaves of bread, another carrying a skin of wine. And they will greet you and give you two loaves, and they will greet you, which means when the anointing comes upon you, you receive natural favor. You receive favor.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
because when they see, they shall greet you and they shall give you. From today, because of the favor, God will cause men to give you. 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 When favor comes, your life begins to attract. Your life begins to attract. Your life begins to attract. I declare from today, no more begging. No more begging. The season of begging is over. You will not beg for food. You will not beg for money. You will not beg for favor. But God shall release upon you favor.
Ah, favor.
You shall receive favor. And from there, if you come to the verse 5, it says, after that, you shall come to the hill of God where the Philistine garrison is. And it happened when you have come there to the city that you shall meet a group of prophets coming down from the high place with string instruments and tambourines and flute and harp before them, and they shall be prophesying. And the Spirit of the Lord shall come upon you, and you shall also prophesy with them, and you shall be turned into another man. Oh, God, what a mighty God is there. He said, you shall meet a company of prophets. Hear me. When the anointing comes upon you, your company must change.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me say it again. When the anointing comes upon you, he changes your company. He changes your friends. He changes the people you work with.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
The anointing, when it comes upon you, it will change your friends. The anointing will make the difference. The anointing will separate you from bad friends. It says you shall meet a company of prophets. You've never met them before, but because of the anointing, I will change your company. I will change your... Hear me today. When God anointing comes upon you, that anointing will change your company. A life without anointing is a life that works with wrong company. But when the oil comes upon you, your company will change. The people you work with will change. But the anointing will attract anointed people. Oh, God. Iron sharpens iron. Iron sharpens iron. Iron does not sharpen wood. So when the anointing comes upon you, it attracts anointed people. He said, you shall meet a company of prophets. And when you meet them, they shall be prophesying, and the Spirit of the Lord shall come upon you, and you also will prophesy with them, which means when the Spirit comes upon you, you begin to do supernatural things.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You begin to do supernatural things. Get ready. After this afternoon, after I have blessed the water for you and you've drunk the water, God will give you a supernatural anointing and you shall move in the higher power. You will move in the higher power. You begin to do extraordinary things. And hear me, when the Lord anointed the head of David, after the anointing came upon David, he went out to meet Goliath, and David defeated Goliath. And hear me today, after this after anointing, every Goliath, every lion, you will kill the lion, you will kill the Goliath. You
Amen.
Will kill every Goliath. I see an angel of the Lord touching people on the line now. I see an angel of the Lord touching people with anointing oil. Get ready for a fresh anointing. The Bible declares that Elisha served Elijah for so many years. And when God was about to call Elijah to heaven, Elijah and Elisha, they walked to Bethel, to Jericho, to Jordan. And Elijah asked Elisha, what do you need from me? Elisha told Elijah, I don't need your car. I don't need your chariot. I don't need your money. What I need is the double portion of the anointing. Because I need your double portion of the anointing. I don't need your money. I don't need your card. I don't need your bank account. I don't need your credit card. I need what came upon you that make you Elijah. And I declare that today, the same anointing that came upon Elisha will come upon you.
Hallelujah.
Come upon you. It will come upon you.
Amen.
The anointing was so strong upon Elisha to the extent that when Elisha died, put him in the tomb, and they placed a dead man also in the tomb. The bones of Elisha was able to resurrect a dead man. I declare that today, that nothing shall be in your bones, shall be in your cell, shall be in your spirit. Received anointing this afternoon, the devil declares, I shall anoint and refresh oil, and your horn shall be exalted like the horn of a unicorn. If you hear me, my voice, this blessed truth, may Jehovah, may the God that anointed David, may the God that anointed Saul, may the God that anointed Saul, may the God anointed Joshua, may the God of yesterday, today, and forever, may God anoint your hair with oil. Isaiah 10, verse 27, it shall come to pass in that day that their burden shall be lifted, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. I am Shadimiyada. As you are this afternoon, every yoke upon you is being destroyed. Every burden is being lifted. All that you need is the anointing. Put your hand on your forehead. Put your hand on your forehead. I see an impartation. I see the wave. I see the power radiating from this room into every room, to every you receive the power. I see the Lord touching your tongue. I see the Lord touching your tongue. Lord will touch your tongue with fire. The Lord will touch your tongue with fire. He will touch your tongue with fire. He will touch your tongue with fire. Every burden upon you is lifted. Every yoke upon you is broken. I declare it. Able to defeat Goliath, but when the anointing came upon David, he went after Goliath and defeated Goliath. He told Goliath, "You are coming with me with spear and javelin, but I am coming against you in the name of the Lord." You need the anointing. You need the anointing to succeed. You need the anointing to prosper. Receive the anointing this afternoon. Shout and receive it. Receive the anointing this afternoon.
Oh, bless your name, God.
The anointing is flowing. I see
bless
the oil
your name,
flowing.
Jesus.
If you have your water, lift it up. Lift the water. Lift the water.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, in my bottle right now. Yeah, glory to God.
If the out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters.
Yes.
Out of your belly shall flow.
Thank you, Jesus.
I would declare at the well of Samaria, when Jesus Christ met the woman at the well, Jesus asked her for her. And the woman told her that, why should a Jew ask me for water? And Jesus Christ told her that you are drinking this water, and if you drink this water, you shall be tasting again. But there's a water that when I give you, you will never be tasting again. And that is the power of the Holy Ghost. And this afternoon, may the Holy Ghost fill your life, oh God.
Yes.
The blessed are those who taste and hunger for righteousness, for
righteousness sake. Thank you, God.
He said, blessed are those who taste and they hunger for righteousness, for they shall be filled. And the Bible declares in Psalm 45, because thou hast loved righteousness and hate wickedness, I shall anoint thee with the oil of gladness far above your associates. Oh God, this afternoon anointing people on the line. I declare, if there's any yoke upon you, that yoke will be broken this afternoon. If there's any burden upon you, it shall be destroyed now because of the anointing. Because of the anointing. Because of the anointing. Because of the anointing, because of the oil, the oil, the oil, the oil,
yes,
the oil, the oil shall come upon you. Open the water. Open it. Open it. Open it. Zadabakadama.
Hallelujah.
Zadabadabadama.
Thank you, God.
Lift it up. Say after me. Everyone, say after me. Say, I invoke the power.
I invoke the power.
Shout, I invoke the power.
I invoke the power.
Shout fresh oil.
Fresh oil.
Shout fresh oil.
Fresh oil.
Shout fresh oil.
Shout fresh oil.
Shout fresh oil.
Fresh oil. Thank you, God. Lord, I bless you for this word all the day, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Is there any special
request that's on the line?
You're welcome to go
forward
while the prophet is on the line. Any special request?
Is this the Bernard? Sister Millie?
Sister Millie, go forward.
I want prayer for my oldest daughter to find employment, and my husband is also waiting on a job. So I'm praying for financial breakthrough and employment for both of them.
Let's pray. Father, declare over her life, touch her life, touch the husband, and touch the family. Whatever has brought their finances, I cause it to be loose, and I declare, give them a financial breakthrough in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Praise
Jesus.
The Lord.
Evangelist Adrian.
Yes.
This is Evangelist Cummings, Earlene Cummings.
Bless the Lord, Evangelist Cummings out of Los Angeles. God bless you.
I would like prayer. I believe that while he was talking that he mentioned something about a petition or something, and I don't know if he said that or not, but anyway, I want him to pray for me and my son David and I'm looking for a new place to live in Jesus' name. And I want that, and I receive that anointing in my life.
Your daughter and the son David, I declare that let the yoke be broken. Let the anointing for exploit, anointing for new level come upon them. I come against every evil limitation and declare let them experience a total level in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to ask Prophet Addison also to remember my grandchildren in your prayers. The school year has started, and, you know, they've already had some fights, and my grandson, like, you know, kind of nervous, he, you know, kind of in between. He want to transfer schools, and I want the best for him, and I kind of like, I felt a little something, but I still told him, you know, you got to stick it out. If you're not involved and you got friends, you know, he got friends, two friends, he's friends to both of them, and they had a fight, so he feel like he's in the middle and he has to choose sides. So I'm asking for God to just let his blood cover them as they're in school. We know there's all kinds of peer pressure that they have to deal with. So I'm asking for him to pray not only for my grandchildren, but pray for all the children in the land that have had the opportunity to go back to school last week and even this week, that God would just let his blood cover them in the name of Jesus.
Father, I speak for her grandchildren. I ask that you cover them from evil attacks. Deliver them from the evil one and let the anointing come upon them and let their destiny come alive. Handwriting of the enemy. I decree upon them a change and a transformation in Jesus' name.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else need any special prayer? You're able to, all of the lines are open. I see a new caller. I'm going to open their line. You're welcome to ask for prayer or whatever comments that you may have, you can direct them, or any questions that you may have, you can direct them at this time to Prophet Addison. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Evangelist Adrian, it's Sister Andrea.
Yeah.
I've been trying to find a job. I've put in applications all over, but they always seem to hire someone else. So I need, financial, help with the job. And I also want restoration between my daughter and granddaughters and my son.
I declare within 21 days, may you get a job to do. I open that door for you. No will you go through cycles of delay. May that door be open and may God touch your grandchildren. I declare restoration upon your family in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm going to go down the line now. I want everybody to have an opportunity. We have 18 callers on the line, so we're going to go down the line and get through. I thank God for Prophet Addison agreeing to come on, making the sacrifice to come on this line and give us a fresh word, some fresh oil. Amen. And we thank God for him and he making that sacrifice. And we don't take it for granted and we don't take it lightly. This is out of the kindness and the goodness of his heart. And I can tell you what we've been discussing this week have even came into play with the message that he preached on today, the power of the anointing. I know some of you all may be at work, but I'll just go down the line. If you're not able to say nothing, God bless you. I'm going to area code 559, and the last four of your numbers, 8461. If you're able to greet us, you can. If not, we're going to go to our caller, 559, the last four of your numbers, 8461. Amen. I see Evangelist Kinnaman on the line. Okay, you may have just dropped off. I see Sister Andrea, you've already asked for prayer. I'm going to area code 408. The last four of your number is 6263. Are you able to greet us?
Yes, ma'am. This is Mr. Frank. I just came late, and Man of God, this is Mr. Frank. How you doing, sir?
God bless you, Frank. I've not forgotten about you. We'll talk. God bless you.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. I came late. Sorry for calling late, but God bless you guys all. I missed the message, you know.
Well, you're welcome. You can go back on the archive, and you can go to blogtalkradio.com if you have access to any computer and access the message again. It'll be the full message on blogtalkradio.com. Search for New Destiny Ministries, and you'll be able to hear the entirety of this message on today. What's your name again?
Minister Frank.
Minister Frank?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in with us today, Minister Frank. God bless you. We have caller area code 510, and the last four of your number is 5734. Are you able to greet us?
Yes, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Prophet Addison, I ask that you would you kindly pray for my loving family, Evangelist Doris Campbell, and her husband, Pastor Raymond. Pray for them and their family. Pray for families all over the world that's going through,
Father,
and for those that don't know Jesus.
Father, I declare upon every family that may your salvation, glory, and power touch every family, save every family, deliver every family from satanic attacks, change your mourning, and put a new song in your mouth. We ask God for blessings upon every family in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, and I enjoyed the broadcast. It brought joy and hope to my life and to things that I'm enduring at this time. And I just thank you so much, and I God bless your travel to and fro. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Now, who was thinking? Can you give me your name?
Hello?
Yes, can you give me your name?
Yes.
That's Miss Irma. Irma.
Oh, that's Miss Irma. Okay. God bless you. Okay, we're going to another I can't see the number. This is an anonymous caller. Your line is open. Can you greet us?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, who am I speaking with?
Oh, hi. I'm God's Remnant. I'm Pastor Dale Gardner.
God bless you. She's on Blog Talk Radio. She's a faithful listener, and she also has a radio blog talk. Amen. God bless you, God's Remnant.
Thank you, and God bless you, Adrian Bernard. I want to thank the pastor, the prophet that brought forth the word today. I just love to hear messages on the anointing. It's a nice level for a Christian to move up to. So thank you very much. And God bless you all abundantly.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Can you tell us when you air, God's Remnant?
Well, you know what? This is really interesting. I gave a message on June 1st. After I gave the message, the Lord told me to stop. I couldn't figure out why he told me, but I got to be obedient. And so from June 1st up until today, I have 4,393 people listening to that broadcast.
Bless the Lord.
So, in other words, I guess when the people stop coming in to listen to the message, then the Lord will release me to bring forth another message. So, I mean, like, you know, I never thought it would grow. You know, I usually get like 200 or whatever. But 4,000 people, I believe every ministry has angels over them that is ordained by God. So it's our job to deliver the message. See,
Amen.
God gives us the word. We eat the word, then he says release it. So when we release the word, it is the angel of your ministry that goes out and gathers these people that do need to hear the message. So anyway, that's what I'm doing.
Amen.
So I guess
Amen.
People are wondering why. And I guess, you know, God is pleased with the message. And then the rest is all in God's hands. But
Amen.
You know, the interesting about it is when God gives you a word to deliver, first you got to eat the word and get it down in your belly. Then you deliver the word. And then after that, God tests you if you're living what you preach.
All right.
And so as long as you live what you're preaching and live and walk with God,
Amen.
He'll take care of the rest.
Amen.
So,
well, we thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
God bless you all abundantly.
Amen. Amen. Elder Raymond, God bless you.
Praise God.
Praise God. Well, Prophet, we just want to thank you for this immense blessing we received this afternoon. May God continue to anoint you mightily. May God continue to give you the fortitude and prudence to have the kingdom exploitation for truth. People, just want to thank you. And I know your time of working for Africa is coming very close. Just pray that God sees you and your family, and that great things that your heart has always desired may come to pass. Because without your own blessing, we cannot be blessed. And so we pray that God continues to open more ways for you than you ever imagined yourself. So we thank you so much. May God continue to bless you for blessing us.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Raymond.
I'll be leaving to Ghana next week, Thursday. So next Wednesday, I'll come again.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Mommy.
Amen. Praise God.
God bless you.
Okay. Going to Evangelist Campbell.
Praise God. Orphan, how are you? How is
I'm
family?
I'm fine. How are you doing? I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. We were talking about you last night. We're praying for you. May God continue to anoint you and bless you. I was really, really touched this afternoon. I love the message. And I'm sitting here giggling and so excited for you to say that next Wednesday we will get to hear from you again. So all those who missed coming on early or came on late, we have an opportunity to hear you speak live. But like Evangelist Bernard said, they can go on the archives and still be able to download the message and listen to it. So we thank God for you. We thank God for his ministry in your life and all the blessings he's been using you to bestow upon our lives in this country. Thank you, and God bless you, and may you have traveling mercies in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to area code 408, and the last four of your numbers, 5343. Are you able to greet us? Amen. Amen. We're going to go to area code 209. This looks like First Lady Adams. The last four of your numbers, 1362.
Hello.
God bless you, Evangelist. God bless you. I tell you, I tell you, God is moving miraculously in your ministry, and I thank God for the prophet that is on the line today. And I just thank God. I didn't get to hear the message, but I'm going to get on. I can hear the anointing. Glory to God in his voice. And I tell you, you're doing a marvelous work. Because that's what time it is, for the people to have the empowerment that God gave us. And my request is that you pray for my daughter. My daughter's she's on crystal meth, and she's relapsing back and forth. And I have a son-in-law, my married, he has bone cancer, and I know God is a miracle-working God, but he gave us the power. So I just want to speak for us to be manifested in the creativity of his word. Amen. And I love you all, but I will go to the archives and hear this. And thank you so much, Evangelist Bernard, for keeping me informed of all that's going on. Amen. Oh, amen.
Amen. Thank you, First Lady Adams. Prophet Addison, did you hear that prayer request?
Yeah, Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare upon her life, let there be a turnaround and excuse. Whatever she's asking you for this afternoon, let heaven answer. And let the anointing to empower her come upon her life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, man. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We have three more callers, Prophet Addison, and we'll be, I think that's just about it. I hope I haven't missed anyone. We had a lot of calls on the line today. I'm going to area code 510, and the last four of the number is 1743. Are you able to greet us? Okay. That number, area code 201. And the last four of your number is 1494. Can you greet us?
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. My name is Carlene Charlemagne. Calling in from New Jersey.
Well, God bless
Doris
you.
Campbell. Hi, how are you? How is everybody?
Everybody is. I can't say everybody, but I am doing wonderful, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful blessing to have you on the line with us today. We invite you to come back and minister that word again for us, okay?
Okay, it was a pleasure. Thank you, Doris, for sending the information to me. It's a pleasure to be on the call, and I can't wait, you know, to get what God has for me and, you know, everybody to get what God has for us on this line today. Thank you so much.
Amen, amen. If you have an opportunity, you can go on the archives at blogtalkradio.com and search for New Destiny Ministries, and you can hear the message in its entirety. Amen. Amen. Okay, I have one more caller. That's area code 408. The last four of your number is 5343. Okay. Moving on, I have one more. Dawn, are you able to speak or say anything?
No, I'm out. I'm at I'm with Miss Miller right now. I enjoyed the message.
As well.
I'm with Miss Miller.
Do you have a
No. Well, just call. Pray for Jarvis. Keep on lifting him up.
Pray for her son.
Okay,
well, God bless you. We're going to go back to Poppin' Addison right now. Well, no, I have one more caller.
Call 559,
and the last four of your number is 8461. Did I miss you?
I'm here, sister. I'm here.
Okay, who am I speaking with?
Prophetess Barbara Teal.
Praise the Lord, Prophetess.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Hi.
What a wonderful treat to have you on the line with us today.
Oh, it was, you know, I'm packing, getting ready to go to my destiny, and I was listening, and I really, truly enjoyed the message. And that was truly a message to God's people to trust him. They walk by faith and not by sight. You heard the word from the prophet today. Take it within your heart and run with it. God wants your heart. All he wants is your heart, your desire and your heart. And I guarantee you, he ministered to you today will come alive in your life. And that's about all I have to say today. And there was a young lady that came on, and she said, she said a lot, but I heard one thing that stuck. You're walking with Jesus. If you're carrying your cross, and if you're drinking the cup he drank, make sure that you allow him to raise you up and not yourself. And make sure that you are obeying his principles, his statutes, and his commandments. Walk in the Spirit 24/7. It is not impossible. Share the Lord. So just try God. And not yourself anymore, or not the world, the system of this world. Try God, the creator of heaven and earth, everything seen and unseen. He, you are created in his image and his likeness. You have so much to gain from seeking him with all thy heart, all thy soul, and all thy mind in righteousness. And that's it. That's all I have to say, Sister Adrian. I love you.
I love you, and we were on Prophet Addison. She's getting ready to move out of state. Prophet Addison, and she's a dear friend, and I tell you, a true woman of God. She's been on this broadcast several times, and she's been in my life for some years now, and we just love her and appreciate the ministry that God has given her. This is Prophetess Barbara Teal. I'm going to ask Prophet Addison to say a blessing for you as you get ready to take her transition on out of here, Prophet Teal.
I'm here.
Okay.
God bless you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. God bless you too, my brother. God bless you too. You got so much coming. You're going to start traveling all over the world. It is your time. It is your time.
I receive it.
Praise
God.
Praise God, Oshia. Yes, Lord.
I see fire around you. You carry fire. God bless you.
God bless you too. And now that I know who you are, I will keep you in prayer. I'll lift you up and thank God every day for lifting you up and sending you on your way with might and power. Signs and wonders shall follow you. Signs and wonders shall follow you. Say the Lord. Hallelujah. Shut now, Father God Almighty. Bless him, Lord, and his family. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, Yeshua.
I hope I'll meet you very soon.
I sure hope so. And Pastor, he can have my number if you will give it to him, okay? Because there's much that God's prepared for him while he starts to go on his way into a higher level of the ministry that's within him. He's got a lot to say to God's people, and it's the truth. So they may receive it or they may not, but say what thus said the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, you may have my number if you want to profit.
I'll take it for Evangelist Bernard. I'll take it from her.
Amen. Okay. Amen. And thank you for your prayer. Thank you so much. I needed to hear that. Okay. Fire. Yes. Thank you. God bless you now.
Thank you. And I'll be getting some more information to you. This man of God will be back in the States in December. And we're going to, he's an author, and he has published about 4 books. And I tell you, this keeps the fire burning. I have it in a place where I could see it every day. And it's a book on prayer. And truly, if we want to see the manifestation of God in our life, it is imperative. It is critical. It is of the utmost urgency that we have a prayer life. We cannot be effective. We cannot serve the people of God. We can't even be a witness if we don't establish a prayer life. And I tell you, this book will stir you up. And it's a small book, but it has so much volume. So much speech, so much volume. And I tell you, Father Addison, since we have met you, I have seen God moving in the supernatural. I've seen him moving spiritually, naturally, physically. I'm telling you, God is doing something. And I remember, Lord, I bless you. When I met him, he began to talk about power for the next level. Faith of God, if we're going to the next level, we will get some power. And we can't have power without a prayer life. There is no power without no prayer life. We need a Holy Ghost, and we've been talking about that this week. Power to serve. And this man of God has given us a word, the power of the anointing. Hallelujah. I thank God for you today. I can walk around this place. Ain't nobody in here but me and the Lord. Hallelujah. But I thank God for that word. And as I began to read that passage out of his book, when he was talking about preaching a dead sermon, they're preaching the reason why they're preaching dead sermons because they don't have no time for God. Hallelujah, they're into the beta elements of this world. We're serving the creature rather than the creator. We don't search after things. We're not looking for souls. We're not looking for the things of God. We're not looking for the spirit to be manifested. No, we're looking for something to clothe this body, something to Lord, I thank God for this man of God, and I tell you, Prophetess Barbara and already declared and decree where God is going to take you, Prophet Addison. So you just didn't come here to go to one venue. God has numerous venues that he's going to take you into.
Hallelujah, but Jesus said, the
the one that wants to be the greatest, that's the one that I want to be serving. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you know, the disciples, mother came, two of the disciples, mother came to Jesus and said, I want you to put my one son on your right hand and one son on your left. Jesus said, that's not mine to do. I can't give you that. And then he asked the question, since you have asked this, let me ask you a question. Can you drink this cup?
With all our mind, with all our
God, if we would commit our ways to the Lord, hallelujah, we would be able to help our neighbor. We would be able to go out and be effective witnesses. But we're not effective, hallelujah, because we won't commit. We won't submit ourselves unto the Lord. But, you know, I shout out the Lord saying today, commit your ways to the Lord. Commit your ways to the Lord. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. If we would just acknowledge God in all of our ways, He will direct. He said, He shall mean it's inevitable. It's going to happen. It's a promise. You can count on it. Hallelujah. As they say, take it to the bank. God's word is forever settled in heaven. He's not a man that he would lie. Neither he's the son of man that he have to repent. Hallelujah. God is God all by himself. He don't need no help. It's a privilege when he calls you to serve. You should call it as an offer to serve. You should call it, hallelujah, hallelujah, as a pleasure to serve God. He could have chosen somebody else. But when he had chosen you, hallelujah, you owe God something. God calls us all. Hallelujah. You are calling to your several abilities. Look at God. Hallelujah. He just don't give you one gift. He just don't give you one talent. He gives you multiple gifts. He gives you multiple talents. For what? Not for the sake of the enemy. We don't have any people. We're serving God. We only have one enemy, and that's Satan. That's the devil. That's our enemy. Your brother and your sister in Christ is not your enemy. Hallelujah. But when you commit your way to the Lord, then God will show you who's there for you. Hallelujah. But guess what? We need the clean house. Our houses are corrupt. Our houses are filthy. And God said nothing is going to come before him. He wants pure vessels. He wants holy vessels. Those are the only vessels that God is going to use. He's putting out the mighty. He's putting out the mighty. He's putting out strongholds. And people, don't be caught up in that. Surround yourself around holy people that love the Lord. It don't matter what their personality. Sometimes we're going to have personality clashes. But just know that they love the Lord. My personality is not Emmanuel's ours. Nor First Lady. We have different personalities. But we have something in common. We have a commonality. We love the Lord with all our heart. And we have accepted our roles as servants. We don't want nobody serving us. We want to be the one to serve. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I bless you today. All through Prophet Addison. Yes, hey, you're no more fire. God is speaking today. Hallelujah. How many is willing to listen? And after you have heard the word, you can't just be a hearer of the word. You have to be a doer. You have to apply this word. It has to be applicable in every area of your life. Some of us are so out of order, I tell you, even in the house of God. God is a God of honor. He's a God of decency. We need to bring things into its rightful place. Because if we don't have the house of God in order, shame on you. Shame on you. They let me know I don't need to visit your natural house. If I come into the house of God and I see his out of order, that tells me something about your natural life. Amen? Ooh, God, I bless you today. I bless you today. I bless you. I bless you. Ooh, I can't go any further. The Lord has spoken. Hallelujah. You can accept it or you can reject it. But the Lord has spoken on this line today. The power of the anointed. Amen, amen. We're on recording time now, so we have to get on off this line. Lord, I thank you for what our ears have heard on today, God. And I'm asking you, Lord God, to bless the prophet. Continue, Lord God, to open up doors for him. Keep him with a humble spirit, Lord God. Keep him with a mind to continue to be that servant that will say, Lord, if you want to use anybody, let it be me. Let it be me. Keep him with that testimony, God. Keep him where he's able to be a blessing each and every place that the Lord would have him to go into. Lord God, we thank you for Evangelist Doris on this evening. Thank you for our husband, Elder Raymond. We thank God for Prophetess Teal coming on the line today. Thank God for First Lady Adams being with us on today. And we just thank God even for Evangelist Eddings being on the line with us today. We count it a privilege. We count it a privilege. Hallelujah, that God would bless us to have women and men of God that truly love the Lord. It costs you something to love God. It's going to cost something. Hallelujah. First of all, it's going to cost you to be humble. We have to be humble. Then the second thing is we have to be obedient, because humble people are obedient. So you can't be obedient and not be humble. You can't be humble and not be obedient. Those two work hand in hand with one another. Amen. Humility and obedience. That's what God is calling for. And then we can look for the power of the anointed to be on our lives. Amen. Amen. We thank God. I'm going. I got to go. I'm going to go back one last time. Evangelist Eddings is on the line. Evangelist Doris, First Lady Adams, and Sister Prophetess Barbara Teal is still on the line. God bless you all. If you all have anything else that the Lord is speaking to you all right now, I'd like you all to just say it.
I'm just on fire. My stomach is hot. I'm just on fire. I thank God for this ministry, and may God continue to elevate you and connect you beyond your imagination, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. This is First Lady Adams, and I learned a song in Igbo, and it says, Imozi le taya, the angels are praising God. And while I follow Mukele, the children are praising the Lord. And come on and let's praise the Lord. This is the time to give him all the praise, glory, and the power he's given us. Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, God.
Wonderful
Savior. I'm going to go back to Prophetess Barbara Teal, and we're just going to ask her to just do a closing prayer for us. And I tell you, I thank God my heart is just full. You know, when God speaks to you like that, it makes you, you know, you take an assessment and examine. You start examining yourself. And, Lord, where am I falling short? What would you have me to do? There's areas in my life that I need to clean up. There's areas in my life that I need to go in. There's areas in my life that I need to get more connected. I need to be still sometimes. I need to hear your voice, God. Lord, what would you have me to do in this hour, in this season? Lord, help me. And after you've helped me, Lord, don't let me be selfish. Let me be willing to help somebody else. That's what it's about. It's about serving one another. We have to be a help for one another. We can't just,
come on,
get into ourselves. It's not, you know, it's nothing being by yourself. We can't do it alone. Jesus couldn't do it alone. That's why he chose some disciples. Jesus, now he could have did whatever he wanted to, but guess what he said? I didn't come to do my will. I came to do my Father's will, and that's what I'm about, doing my Father's will. Amen. Prophetess Barbara, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am. Praise the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
You know
God.
What? When the prophet spoke, I really pray that it touched each and every one of your heart and mind, because it's real. We're in the last days, and God's moving. Ain't nothing too hard for him. He said, speak it, and it shall be. Now, Sister Adrian, you have received what he had for you. Whatever the prophet said, it fell on you. You could not even stop praising God and talking about his love and his mercy and his grace. The Holy Spirit is all over you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Your heart is good. Your desire is sweet to the Lord, because that's all he wants. Let his will be done. Surrender and let God raise you up as to who you should be in him. You're not God. He is God. We are his vessels, and he will teach us all that we have to know. We just got to be still.
Thank you, God.
And love on one another.
Thank you, Jesus.
Encourage one another.
Yes.
Even the ones that are out there that he shed his blood for that is not saved yet. Let God show you the righteous and the unrighteous. Discern what God wants you to see. And allow God to speak life to that vessel that has not been saved.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
I keep saying, and I'm going to keep on saying it, so God called me home. We got to get it right. And Father God, all those that are here today listening to this broadcast, I want to thank you for each and every last one of them. And Father God, you know more of what they need than they even themselves. So Father God, the Holy Spirit knows all things. So if you don't mind me, Sister Adrian, speaking in the spirit for each and every one of them, because I don't know all that they truly need. So if you let me, I will speak in the spirit for each and every one of them.
Go ahead.
For they are precious in the eyesight of God.
Thank you,
God. They don't have to worry about anything. Receive the message that my friend the prophet gave today.
Yes.
Receive it. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit, my friend. Go before the throne of grace, son of Oshana, for each and every one of them. Hallelujah, my Haya.
You just want to bask in his presence. Hallelujah. But I know we have to tend to our business. And I just thank you all, and thank you for tuning in And again, remember the power of the anointing. We're going to be talking, our subject this week was called to serve. And you can't serve without the power of the anointing. Hallelujah. So join us for the rest of the week, and we'll be on the line at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, 3 o'clock p.m. Central time, and 4 p.m. Eastern time. God bless you all. Have a beautiful and wonderful day, and we're going to close out with this song, Hallelujah, That's in My Spirit, I Need Your Glory, by Ernest Pugh. God bless you all. Love you most. Bless you, Papa, to see our first lady, Addison. The band was gone. Y'all off the line. Papa, the Addison, knew I got to cut off. And God bless y'all. Thank you so much.
I need to glow. I want to glow. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your whole glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need you
more. Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me.
Less of me. And more of you.
Yeah.
bless you all.